Stacey Francis Bayman here. I'm really proud to be an ambassador for Flyhawk, leading the way for netball and women's sport. Flyhawk design and make netball dresses, have netball kit and netball team wear. Netballs plus much, much more. Head to flyhawk.com.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a netball show with Flyhawk. We heard a few weeks ago from Vicky Sutton, CEO of Wales Netball, as Cardiff Dragons recently announced they're joining the United Nations framework and committing to global climate change action. Jess Rogers is from Carbon Jacked, a company that was set up to encourage more people to become more nature positive.
Hello. Yeah, great to be here and to chat about this. I was stoked to hear about Vicky's announcement and what Dragons are doing.
Jess, Dragons play in green, but it's so much more than just that. It's a real positive step forward for them and a long-term committal.
Yeah, definitely. And my experience, I used to work at England Netball and I was general manager of the Super League for a few years. And so I'm really close to netball, having played it a lot. And then I started this environmental company because well, various reasons, but I care and I want to try and help make a difference. And it is a long-term thing. Great initial action from Dragons, like signing up to the UN Sport for Climate Action framework. But it's like, that's the intention. That's the start. There's a lot of like things that you kind of have to do within that to be on your sustainability journey. But it's like, I'm so glad. I've been banging this drum for quite a long time for the last few years about what is netball doing in this space. And even did a series with Sky Sports about what netballers are doing to inspire people at home to take action. And I'm just so glad that Vicky is doing this and that Dragons are doing this. And they're kind of putting a bit of a mantle down, like what are England Netball going to do? What are Netball Super League going to do? What are the other teams going to do? And there's a lot that can be done. I love the bit. Obviously, they're going to look at their emissions. They're looking at transport, but there is a lot to be done. Yeah.
What was some of the feedback you got from that series that you did for Sky?
Yeah, it was actually Sky that approached me because they're pretty good on sustainability, Sky Sports, and the team there are fab. And I'm a presenter across sport and sustainability, and they're like, oh, let's do something here. And the feedback was amazing. I did one, for example, with Zara Everett. She's vegan, and it was about how you can get your protein in as a player. And it just encourages fans at home to think, oh, is that bad for the environment? How can I be healthier for myself and for the planet? Did one with Iona Christian, and we went wild swimming because it's all about connecting with nature. The more you spend a bit of time outside, the more likely you are to want to protect it. And did one on like sustainable shopping, vintage shopping with Gia Abernethy. So did all of these episodes. Oh, also period products. So important, obviously, for netballers and how you can have a sustainable period. And within the netball community, went down really well, but not much came off the back of it. And that was almost 2 years ago now.
You worked for England Netball in the past at major events as well. So what have some of those things that you've seen almost on ground level?
Yeah, I mean, when I was there, so I left a couple of years ago, there wasn't that much going on at England Netball. They were on the start of their sustainability journey. And it's probably important to note that actually sport is pretty behind when it comes to sustainability, and netball is particularly behind. They are starting to do bits now. I mean, we introduced things from the event side of thing, like limiting the paper that was printed, you know, really simple things like introducing reusable branding so that it wasn't just like a, you know, the big vinyls that go around the edge of the court and make it look all jazzy for like a season opener. It was like, can we reuse that again and again instead of it just being a one-time thing? Encouraging fans to travel together or by public transport and worked on quite a lot of messaging like around arenas and stuff like that. But it was very much the tip of the iceberg. But I know that they have got the intention to do more, but I can't wait to see actually what they do because there's a big opportunity and I don't think it's being taken advantage of yet.
So at the minute, maybe more work needs to be done compared to other sports.
Definitely. I mean, also, we do need to note that money is a bit of a limiter when it comes to sustainability. Obviously, if you've got a bit more money to go into it, then you can do more things. But I'd love to see this statement of intent from England Netball. Like, what are their big plans? I know it was part of their kind of 10-year venture strategy, but I haven't seen exactly what's going on. And, there's such a big opportunity because, as I said, like athletes have such a big platform, right? And we can engage such a wonderful audience in the netball fan base. And compared to other sports, like in fact, it's Green Football Weekend. And Football are behind compared to a lot of things in the world, a lot of other things when it comes to sustainability, but they are making huge moves. Like, so many football clubs now have sustainability managers, and they are in, if you want a really good example of a team doing well, it's a lower league team, only League Two. Forest Green Rovers are the absolute like poster boys of sustainability. They're incredible. Vegan football club, all renewable energy. Like, I could go on about that for ages, but yeah, other sports are doing more. Netball has a awesome opportunity because it's sustainable when it comes to females. So can it really go green when it comes to the environment too?
A couple of seasons ago, you partnered with Sirens, didn't you? So tell us a little bit about that partnership and obviously the benefits for both parties at that time.
Yeah, definitely. So Sirens, love Sirens, always had a real soft spot.
Don't we all?
Yeah. And I actually originally started working with them when I was at Red Bull many years ago. But anyway, we diverge. We at Carbon Jack, yeah, there was definitely synergy. It was when Claire Nelson was there and Steph, who has since left, but the commercial director, fab pairing. And they always like to do things a bit differently, Sirens. And they like to be on the front foot of things. And they really cared about the environment. So we partnered with them from Carbon Jacked. And we did a few things. First up, they had a Barbados series, Scotland v Barbados, a couple of years ago. We calculated all the travel emissions from that series, and we helped Netball Scotland offset those emissions. So it was a carbon neutral event when it came to the travel emissions. Then we helped them with all their messaging to fans and around the arena about how people can save water, live more sustainably, what type of things they can do there. And everyone, all players and athletes were Carbon Jack members, because we basically have memberships that help people do their bit and rewild the world and themselves. They were members and that was fab, and they were advocates for living more sustainably, getting the message out there, getting people to get outside more, eat better, all that type of thing.
Tell me a bit more then about how, as individuals, we can make ourselves just that little bit more greener and more sustainable.
So there's three really simple things. Well, actually four, when it comes to individual action on sustainability.
I'll let you have the extra one then. Tell me about the four.
So energy, transport, food, and nature. Okay. First up, energy. What energy tariff are you on at home? Is it actually genuinely green? Is it renewable? Please check. There's a couple of good companies I could recommend. Then you've got transport. Not everyone can afford an electric car, right? Absolutely not yet. But be more mindful about how you are traveling. Try and travel less by flight and less by petrol or diesel car. And if you are traveling via those means, then obviously get other people in the car with you, or take more public transport, because fossil fuels, the emissions that come from driving a car, a petrol car, that's really bad for the environment. So we want to reduce that as much as possible. Food, try switching out meat now and then for a bit more veg, because meat has a higher carbon footprint than veg does, basically. And also, it's been proven eating more veg better for your circulation, your recovery, all sorts of things. So it can also benefit your health. And then nature, get outside, like, you know, find a bit of an outdoor hobby, go wild swimming, go trail running, just go for a walk, garden. Because if you connect a bit more and see the impact that climate change is having with the outside world, then you're more likely to want to protect it. So, yeah. And also, actually, I'm going to give you five, is consume less. And what I mean by consume less is like buy less. We don't need as many clothes as people buy. If something's broken, try and fix it instead of buying something new. Every single item that gets made, whether it's a dishwasher, whether it's a piece of clothing, has a carbon footprint and reduces greenhouse gases, which cause climate change. And so if we consume less, if we create less, if we make less stuff, then we will not be contributing to climate change. So, yeah. And also, we've got Carbon Jack memberships. So from £2.50, basically, you can support amazing environmental projects which help tackle climate change, and you get access to our awesome platform, which basically gives you tips on how to live more sustainably, explainers on terms like net zero and carbon neutral, what the hell does that mean, and intro courses on how you can get outside and nature and adventure, and basically just help you live more sustainably, help rewild yourself and the planet. So yeah.
That was my next question, so I don't know if you saw it, but obviously carbonjack.com is such a vast resource of information on there as well. And just, I'd maybe suggest to individuals, encourage them in joining and signing up as a member.
Yeah, it's basically, we do loads of things at Carbon Jack. We work with businesses and sports teams to help them become more sustainable. We do the measure their carbon footprint, help them with their strategies and with their content and messaging. But on the people side is what I'm really passionate about, is members of the general public can just sign up for £2.50. And that money, goes to environmental projects, for example, reforestation in the Peak District. So you are supporting more trees being planted and then being restored so that they can help tackle climate change. And you can measure your own carbon footprint when you become a member. So you get all that intel about actually how sustainable is my life? What are the things I'm doing? And then we give you tips on how to live more sustainably and get outside. And yeah, it's people love the memberships. I love creating the content for them and sharing about them, and just really glad that we can help people on their journey. And it's just as simple as that. It can help you do your bit and also feel better about it all.
Positive steps from Dragons, positive steps from Netball, and obviously looking at how they can do more. And I'm going to lift this from your website. Saving the planet shouldn't be boring. Let's do what we can to help you, HS.
Yeah, absolutely. Saving the planet shouldn't be boring. Let's go about this in a bit of a spicy way. It doesn't all have to be green eco leaves. You know, add a bit of spice to how you do things. Love what Vicky and the team are doing at Dragons. I hope this is the start of all netball going a bit greener and doing their bit.
Brilliant, Jess. Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much, Andy.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.